Yo, I'm the Foul-Hooked Whitey. I'm back. I got episode 4, The Rise and Fall of East Rosebud Fly Shop. But before we get into any of that, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in. And I feel a little bit better. We bump by 2. So we go from 0 to 2. And I know for a fact, those 2, and I've said it before, are my ex-wife. And they're her blood-sucking attorney. So, and I'll take them. Jesus Christ. I'll take them. Before I announce the reveal, I want to talk about an aspect of my shop that every shop should have. And that identifier is culture, eclectic, but more than that, it's identity. So you can see this getup I've got on. And if you're older than Brandon Booty, you know what it is. It's an Angus Young suit. And from my first year or two when I opened up back in 08, 09, and you know, that was a shitty time to open up a fly shop. The financial crisis was just starting. I mean, fuck, banks were going down. And here I am opening up a retail shop. That was the confidence I talked about earlier. I got an idea about incorporating some of my childhood heroes into this sport. So what I did was I took aspects of Iron Maiden, and I really shouldn't fucking say that, but I did. And of course, my rock and roll god, Angus Young. And all I did was have probably the best illustrator in Yellowstone County, Montana, do a parody of the original image and then add a trout or a fish. I mean, it's not like a fucking, you know, split an atom or anything, but it was ingenious in the sense that I appealed to my demographic. I mean, I've got to appeal to my demographic because, as you've seen with some of our episodes with Booty, the younger generation doesn't fucking know my generation. I mean, the last time I got married to a young woman. In fact, she didn't even really know who Angus Young is. So I took these images, had that artist, the great Seth White, who professionally is a tattoo man, and it instantly gave me something different. And you really need that nowadays if you've got a fly shop. You know, you can walk in a lot of them and boom, there's your Sims racks and boom, there's your Sims waders and there's your rods and, you know, it's just like that. You got the kid, you know, at the counter reading the magazine, not talking to anybody. And that's one of the things that we have done is we have demonstrated superb service in a fly shop. I mean, I'm not boasting here and I'm not talking shit, but in terms of greeting, knowledge, communication, and just time for the customer, I don't think anybody can beat me. And I learned that a long time ago before I got into the fly fishing industry. So as I came into this business, not knowing dick, this idea of incorporating this heavy metal, this hard rock flair into my custom logo program set my shop apart from any other shop in the country. And, you know, where I really benefited from this, besides selling thousands of t-shirts and a ton of hats and even more stickers, I benefited from this because that's who I am. You know, I've had some crazy, crazy responses from grown men who buy these shirts, who love these images. I mean, I've had kids, young people, buy them for their dad for Christmas or buy them for Father's Day. I've had people stop people wearing this stuff and say, where the fuck did you get that? What is that? And, you know, let's face it, there's a fucking legal side to this. You know, I mean, have I ever gotten any permission from anybody I've ever, you know, used in this type of imagery? No, I haven't. That's a foul-hooked whitey move. But I've told lots of people that have asked, did you get permission? When I tell them no, I follow it right up with, if I got a letter of cease and desist, and that's what I would get if, you know, either one of these banned entities wanted to stop me. If I got a letter of cease and desist, I'd fucking stop. You know, I mean, it's not like I put my kids through fucking college by selling these Angus Young t-shirts. And, you know, things have changed. You know, I mean, copyright is copyright, and I respect it. But all of our images were redrawn. You know, they're clearly a knockoff. They're clearly a parody. But it isn't some digital bullshit. And, you know, and that's what the younger folks do now. They just fucking cut and paste, bitch. Not me. I went through the trouble and the money of hiring that great artist I was talking about, Seth White. And, you know, I've had a bunch of employees in the 15 plus years I've run a shop. But, you know, I got to be straight. I'm not sure if anybody has individually benefited my shop besides Seth and that fucking artwork. I mean, because a lot of my stuff is known nationally. You know, I mean, some of the stickers that we've done have really been successful. You know, I came up with the Trout Lives Matter sticker. And, you know, I did it in the exact logo, font, as the Black Lives Matter. And, you know, fuck that. You know, that's offensive. Trout Lives Matter. I mean, you know, people loved it. You know, I got a call one day from some dude up in by Kalispell here in Montana. And he's like, hey, are you the owner? I'm like, yes. He's like, well, we're going to take you to court. I'm like, what are you going to take me to court for? Who the fuck is this? And he's like, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I've got a website, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what the fuck are you going to take me to court for? He's like, you're using our Trout Lives Matter logo. I'm like, motherfucker, I am not. I mean, I had that fucking done. And he's like, well, we've got it copyrighted. And I said, bitch, do you have a fucking pencil? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, do you have a fucking pencil? He's like, I'll get one. I'm like, good. He's got one. I give him the name of my fucking attorney and I tell him never fucking call me again. I mean, what a punk. But that's how imagery, logoing can be. You know, I'm friends and I have the utmost respect for Derek DeYoung. You know, I've made that clear. And, you know, I had an incident with my website getting ripped off and I talked to the DeYoungs because I know they've been ripped off a ton. You know, I mean, they've had fucking people literally just steal their images and put them on a fucking coat. No permission, no royalties, no respect. And, you know, the reason that this is a deal, you know, it's kind of like if you remember Napster, and you remember the stand that Metallica took with Napster. Fuck, they pissed off hundreds and hundreds of thousands of music fans. I mean, they really pissed off a lot of people by taking a stand. But they did it because that was their material. And, you know, I basically have been fucking using Napster. You know, I've taken iconic images, tweaked them, and put them on a fucking t-shirt. You know, I don't regret it because it's really who my shop is. You know, I've got a young friend who's a guy down in southern Wyoming, and his name is Matt Rogers. And, you know, I don't even think that him working down there for 3-4 years now, I don't really know if everybody knows what an unbelievable fucking guitarist this guy is. I mean, you know, I mean, national class. I mean, fuck, he's a virtuoso. Matt Rogers. And, you know, he played for a band out of Bozeman called the Dusty Pockets. And, you know, they're really good. I mean, they're kind, you know, I mean, kind of a folksy rock thing. And, you know, they sound good and they play well, so it's all good. During COVID, they had no business, no live acts. And they did this promotion where they went to businesses and said, hey, we'll do 3 or 4 covers and we'll promote your business. I'm like, fuck, I'm there. Here you go. Here's your money. It was ridiculous. It was like $600. And these guys would get together and do, you know, learn a song I picked and play a couple of their originals for $6. Fuck. I mean, $6. That's just not a lot. Paid musicians got it tough. So they did this. They did this recorded. I think their studio is like an abandoned church or, you know, an old church in Bozeman. So the setting was kind of special, and I only saw it on video, but I gave them two AC/DC covers, and the first one was It's a Long Way to the Top If You Want to Rock and Roll, which is truly one of my favorite songs, and it also really, in my opinion, it's right there with what it's like to be successful in the fly fishing industry. You know, it's hard to imagine how nowadays with the monstrosity of social media and how, you know, the hot chick with, you know, G-string waders is getting all the fucking attention now. But these guys, the Dusty Pockets, you know, they did these four or five songs on video and we got to broadcast it. And they opened with It's a Long Way to the Top. And, you know, Matt had such a beautiful intro on that. But the singer called me out, called my shop out right before they started and said, East Rosebud is the most rockin' shop in the universe. And fuck, I'll take that. I'll take it. That's probably the best compliment anybody could give me. And you know, I'm not a world-class tire like Gallup or Craven. And I'm not a big-time outfitter or guide. But I'm a big-time retailer. And the fact that we incorporated what's in my heart, which is AC/DC. And I've had people say to me, that's the most amazing t-shirt I've ever seen. And I look right at the fucker and I'm like, I made that for you. Because I did. I knew he would love it. I just knew it. You know, shops that don't have an identity end up kind of being stale. And you know, the thing about my shop is, when you come in here, odds are good there's going to be some annoying music on. It's probably going to be a little bit too loud. You know, and that's just who we are. Our identity was all tied in to these stupid t-shirts that Seth White drew 15 years ago. And it's amazing, as I sit here, that going through that many seasons, and we haven't done a significant new design for a long time. And mostly because I ran out of good shit to do. But these existing styles that we've done, they just fucking endure. You know, I mean, I just continue to sell the damn things. So, you know, if Kelly Gallup was on this microphone right now and he was talking about what he's done at the slide, he would talk about their incredible fly patterns, their incredible tying, their huge roster of guides, and their over-the-top outfitting. But, you know, for me, as I sit here and address the two of you, the accomplishment of incorporating these designs into my fly shop and then being known for it years and years later is absolutely unequivocally the biggest fucking compliment I could get in this profession. And I'll take it. That's the end of episode 4. The Rise and Fall of East Rosebud Fly Shop. Foul Hooked Whitey.